As you've been hearing this week, a furore has erupted in Cape York Peninsula over claims the Indigenous Land Corporation, which runs one of Australia's largest cattle herds, is selling up and leaving town. The ILC has indicated its current efforts to divest its interests in several northern Australian properties, including Merripa and Bulimba on the peninsula and Hodgson Downs in the Northern Territory, is all part of a strategic move which will allow it to free up capital so it can invest in new and diversified agribusiness ventures in partnership with Indigenous landholders. ILC Chairman Eddie Fry told me there's no fire sale or any intention to desert Cape York, as some critics have claimed this week in response to thousands of head of cattle being sent to the sale yard.
I want to make it very clear to everybody right now, we are not, and I want to repeat, we are not destocking. What we are doing is running a cattle business, and if anybody raises the question, well, why can't we purchase that cattle before it goes to the yards? Well, you know, I'm not in the business to be doing, side deals and running the risk of, benefiting one pastoral property owner against the interest of the traditional owners. In other words, any cattle that we sell will go to the cattle terminal, wherever it is. It is transparent, it's accountable, and it is very clear two things. One, the price, and secondly, everybody has a chance to buy from that terminal or that cattle yard where the sale is occurring in the open.
Well, hang on a minute. The sale yard is one of many recognised marketing options for selling cattle. It's also a bit of a lucky dip. You get what you get on the day. You're talking about high-grade, quality Brahman breeders that are in demand, that we've had people on the radio saying that they would have loved to have had the option to take the whole lot, lock, stock and barrel. They weren't even given a phone call to say that they were going to be at the yards.
Do they actually do the Brahman bulls in response to sales that are happening, or do they actually go out and tap the shoulder of the local agent, who most of them know? You know, are there any Brahman bulls for sales? In other words, ones you're talking about. I don't accept the fact that in response, oh well, we would have bought those Brahman bulls had we known.
Righto.
To come out in the back end and say, oh, well, you know, we would have bought those Brahma bulls had we known. Really?
Well, this is not just a single operator. And with all due respect, Eddie Fry, I've waited 3 days to hear from you about what the ILC's doing. So let's not get bogged down with what other property owners in Cape York should have or could have done. What could you have done to communicate your intentions better? Because at the moment, you've got a lot of people up in arms calling for you to halt your activities, calling for the government to investigate what you're up to.
Well, I can tell you that some of the information that is being peddled out there is not factual. Yeah.
Okay.
One, we're not destocking. That's the first fact. Secondly, in terms of marketing our cattle, a lot of these people that live in those regions, they all know each other. They all know what's going on. I mean, let's cut to the chase on this.
If
the cattle is going to the Merripa or to a cattle terminal for sale, then that may be the best option at that time. I don't know. We don't have a marketing arm. I mean,
so if you're not destocking the properties, what is the stocking levels that you intend to have on Merripa, Bulimba and Crocodile Station?
Well, those stocking levels will be at the levels that those properties have the carrying capacity for. The second thing is how do we upgrade the herd itself and to make it a more attractive herd and a more premium product. So that work has been done. This isn't something that we are doing, you know, at a snap moment. We have spent the better part of 2 years on the back of an operational review that was long overdue. We've done an operational review by an independent expert, and we are working to that plan. That plan does not say at all about destocking. It's working on a platform that is about divesting the properties back to the traditional owner groups, which is our absolute remit, to building a business model with the approval and the agreement of the traditional owners, and it is their right to decide how they will want to market and sell their cattle with our assistance, and three, that this business model going forward for them, hopefully with a third-party operator who has greater skill sets than the ILC would ever have in this space. Now, the other thing that I would also ask you to consider in this, and the groups that are in the Cape, that the ILC is a national body. We are resetting the way we do our business, and we are doing it in a way where the traditional owners have a greater ownership and have a greater say. We are not exiting. We have never said we're going to leave them high and dry. That is not the case.
Eddie Fry is the chairman of the Indigenous Land Corporation, with you on the Country Hour, talking about criticism this week over activities by the ILC on several of its properties in Cape York Peninsula. If you wanted to clarify what your intentions are, my original question was, how many head of cattle will remain on Merripa, Bulimba and Crocodile stations after your remodelling is completed?
Okay, let's go to Merripa Station and Bulimba, all right? So the closing stock in 2017, the combined amount was just over 9,000 head of cattle. The closing stock of 2018 for both of those was just over 9,000 head of cattle, even with minor offtakes on sales. The actual carrying numbers is one of the most important things in the equation. What is each of those cattle stations able to carry as against the overstocking and the degradation of those cattle properties is a very proper question that we've begun to ask ourselves. You know, this is a business model that we want to ensure and invest in with the traditional owners going forward. And for people to be, you know, screaming that the sky's falling in, I mean, my immediate thought is, well, what's the agenda behind all of this? Because it's not true. It's absolutely not true. We are not destocking. We are not doing what all these allegations are about. And, I find this space just full of people who love to make allegations, and in the main, there's a lot of non-factual matters being aired.
Look, Eddie Fry, you're entitled to your opinion. Just, I can only speak on my own behalf. I did not want to run anything on the radio until we'd heard a response from the ILC. You've chosen today to rebuff some of these comments. So I'd just like to make it very clear that we have tried very hard to give fair and balanced coverage of this issue. Now, the one issue that I do want to pick up is you've made the point that some of these properties have been running at losses, that they haven't been profitable. If the ILC, with the backing of the government behind it, can't make a go of it, how do you expect traditional owners to step up and fill that void once you've exited stage left?
Well, firstly, we're not exiting stage left.
Well, you've said in your statement December 2018 is when you're hoping to hand over the reins on three properties, including Merripa, Bulimba and Hodgson Downs in the Northern Territory.
Okay, let's deal with Merripa first. We're not going to walk away from that. Bulimba, we're not going to walk away from that. Crocodile Welcome, we're not going to walk away from that. Hodgson Downs, we're not going to walk away from that. We're going to work with the TOs, and they will decide whether or not they want us in or they want a third-party operator, and can we also, ILC, assist them with the investment into that business model. That's it in a nutshell.
What have you got in mind?
What do you mean?
In terms of this new model that's going to work for the traditional owners and be in their benefit?
Well, that will be a commercial discussion between the ILC and the traditional owners, and should there be any third-party operator that wants to be involved, that will be the commercial in confidence between those parties.
We've heard that it's been suggested that these properties will be turned over for adjustment or subleasing options. How is that giving TOs a pathway to economic self-determination?
Have any of these properties been turned over for adjustment?
Well, I'm giving you an opportunity to explain what the new remodelling is going to look like, and you're telling me it's commercial in confidence.
Well, the remodelling will be what is in the best interest of the TOs. That's it, full stop. The TOs will decide how they want to run the property from there. And it may not be in straight out pastoral. For example, I think it's the Meripus, well, one of the stations, we're looking at a range of matters. As with a lot of these stations, they're actually starting to, this is the TOs, by the way, not us. They're starting to look at other land use activities such as carbon farming and environmental and cultural protection. It comes down to what it is that the TOs actually want and how we can help facilitate that outcome for them. Traditional owners are now getting a greater opportunity to sit down with the ILC and say, these are our aspirations, this is what we want to do, and how does this look into the future? And what do we need in order to get there? My view is very, very simple, Charlie. I'm not going to tell TOs what they should be doing. It is up to the TOs to decide. And if the TOs decide they want to take a more passive role on a property and do adjustment, well, that's their call, nobody else's. And we will help them facilitate that. If they decide that they want to split the land into various uses of carbon farming or other niche products, or they just simply want to do some environmental management, then we will sit down with them and try and work out the best way to syndicate that effort with the various bodies that might be able to assist.
Sure, but Eddie Fry, what about the millions and millions of dollars that have been invested through the Indigenous Land Corporation in cattle infrastructure, in building this herd, and in building this vision for a restoration of the long and proud tradition of Indigenous cattlemen in Cape York Peninsula and across Northern Australia?
Well, we're not going to ignore that. If they want to get into cattle, then we work with them on cattle.
But you're in cattle.
Yeah, and we're working with traditional owners on cattle. You see, I don't understand where this allegation has come from that we're not working with traditional owners on cattle.
That's really not the allegation. The question I asked you is if one of the options on the table is to move into more passive activities and away from pastoral activities on these properties that have been geared up over the past decade with taxpayer-funded money, where does that leave the traditional owners that do continue to have a vision for cattle production on the Cape?
Hang on. Look, it is the traditional owners who will decide, and I'll repeat, it is the traditional owners who will decide whether they want to be in cattle or they want to be in something else. I think that's fair, isn't it?
And it's all going to be determined by December 2018.
When you're talking about December 2018, you're talking about one cattle station, is that right?
I'm referring to your statement which suggests that you are currently negotiating a transfer of cattle operations on Meripa, Bulimba and Hodgson Downs.
The ILC, just because we've said December 18, that's when we'd like to have finalised matters with the TO group. If the TO group is not ready to finalise matters by December 18, then it's not finalised by December 18. I mean, it's that simple.
It certainly sounds like there's a lot of work to do, Eddie Fry. I haven't even asked you about what will become of the regional training hub that's been set up as part of your long-term involvement on some of these properties.
Well, I'd imagine that they would continue, because the thing that we are very focused on is the investment return on mandate, and that mandate is not just the financial return but also the mandate of employment and opportunities for the traditional owner group. You see, the point that I want to make very clear in all of this, Charlie, is the changing nature, and the changed nature of the ILC is for it to be no longer the decision maker on how a property is going to be developed and run. It's going to be very much the traditional owners outlining exactly what it is that they want and the best way for the ILC to be involved. The ILC can be involved directly only at the request of the TOs once we've divested it, or it can be simply an investor and then assisting them on the various things that they want to achieve. I think that that is the best way that we can utilise our capital far more effectively than it has in the past. And in addition to that, it empowers and provides the decision-making to the traditional owners for which we are set up to do.
All right. Well, Eddie Fry, thank you very much for being willing to come onto the Country Hour and answer some of those questions and put your position forward. I hopefully will get an opportunity to talk to some of those traditional owners as the arrangements become clearer.
Thanks very much, Charlie. Look forward to any further ones you want to have.